When the art day gets rough, you just gotta keep on punching. And here's your Thunder Punch Daily with Jersey Drozd.
So it was finally announced today. Today's the day. I can finally talk about the book that Anne and I are working on for Second Books. Yes, for their Science Comics series. They made the announcement today on their Twitter feed and on an online publication. Oh, I forget which. I should look up which publication. I'll look that up while I talk about it. For those who haven't seen it, For a Second's been doing, they got a couple books out now from their Science Comics series, and they are a series of books where they pair passionate about a subject with that subject matter to make an entertaining and informative comic about the subject. So like there's Maris Wicks did one about undersea life, coral reefs, and then MK Reed and Joe Flood did one about dinosaurs. One just came out the other day about volcanoes. And the one that my wife Ann and I are working on is Science Comics Rockets. Reason being is that, I don't know if you know this, if people have been following me for a long time should know this, that Ann and I are kind of space travel enthusiasts, NASA enthusiasts. One of the first projects she and I ever collaborated on was a mini comic about the Apollo 12 mission called Rocketosaurus, which, I mean, one of the best moments of my life was when Ann and I happened to find out that Alan Bean, the pilot of the Apollo 12 mission, or rather the lunar module pilot, fourth man on the moon, was at the American Library Association conference same time as us. And so we happened to have, honest for true, we had one copy left of Rocketosaurus, this mini comic about the Apollo 12 mission. And so we ran over to go get, you know, to go meet him, get, you know, one of his paintings signed because Alan Bean happens to be a painter now. And we got to share the book with him. And I've got photographs of him reading the book with Anne and, you know, looking genuinely delighted by it. That's how cool is that, right? That was like one of those moments where it's like, it doesn't get better than this. You can hit us with the bus. But then we found out that we were going to get to work on this book about how rockets work in rocket history. So not just about NASA, but about all rocket history, which is very exciting, but also very daunting because it's like, okay, you got 120 something pages. What do you pick? what stays, what goes, you know? And we finished the script. We turned in the script the other night. And now it's like full on into the, like drawing the book together. And I'm going to talk about that in a minute. Yeah, like learning how much there was to tell and how many exciting parts there were to the history, and then having to decide what to keep and what had to go was pretty tough. You know, when we got to like the space race part, we were like, well, we can write this section in our sleep. But then it was like, oh, we don't have that much room to talk about the space race. How do we frame it up in a way that does justice to everything that was done, but still gives like an overview and teaches scientific concepts? Whew. Challenging script. But also, this is easily, like bar none, one of the most rewarding experiences I've ever had so far. I mean, and we're like in the thick of it. We're in like the stressful part, right? Of like just trying to make the deadline. But so far, I mean, as tough as it's been, it's also been like exceedingly rewarding. Oh, it was livescience.com is where the announcement was made. New science books tackle sharks, brains, drones, and more. I mean, that's the cool thing about this project that I'm super stoked about. And not only is it for a second, when I've talked for years about how much respect I have for that publisher, but like a lot of people who I really genuinely like and have just bags of respect for are working on these science comics together. Tori Wolcott, Zach Giolongo, my buddy Zach from the Galaxy of Super Adventure podcast. You know, like I said, and then Joe Flood. Joe Flood is amazing. I mean, I don't know Joe Flood personally, but love his work. So it comes down. So like I said, you know, now it's like just complete the deadline. And there's two things that I think are worth exploring with the time I have left for this installation or installment of Thunder Punch Daily. One is that it's going to be, I've been really, really looking forward to sharing the process of making this comic while we make it, because we're going to be doing it. And I have very different approaches to making comics, which historically has always worked out well. But as you know, the last couple of years, I've been getting more and more into the digital world, you know, working 100% digital on things like Boulder and Fleet. Although the last Boulder and Fleet comic was done all on paper. Anna is more of a traditionalist in terms of the tools she uses. She likes to work with brushes on paper. So we're going to go, I'm going to go back to working more in a traditional way while still leveraging, you know, the advantages that I found in working digitally. So I'm looking forward to doing some like periscopes and live streams while we work so that we can, you know, sort of and chronicle on, you know, the Thunder Punch Daily podcast about, and the Lena Tartt show, about this process of, you know, navigating this new way of making comics, this new kind of hybrid approach that I haven't done in a long time. The other part, and this is this little bit leads into this next part, is figuring out what to share and what not to share, right? I feel like comics publishing has kind of come around in terms of like I remember when I was like early days when I was first starting, the internet was relatively new, and I mean I'm talking about like, you know, early 2000s, right? Like 2002, and sharing too much material was kind of, the publishers were skittish about it, right? Well, why, you know, it's like, oh, that horrible old expression, you know, why buy the cow? By the way, John Mulaney has a great little bit on that on his latest comedy special. I think like comics publishing has come to realize that like getting, it's a great way to draw them of interest to share little bits and pieces of the thing. But then I also don't want to do spoilers, right? So figuring out like what parts of the story, cause like there's a lot of little stories in this book that are super, super fun. I can't wait for people to read. But, and so like part of me, and especially having done the Boulder and Fleet, comic, and then having the accompanying Thunder Punch dailies on the Boulder and Fleet Patreon. So like Patreon subscribers get like everything. They get all the versions of the script. They get the thumbnails. They get me like doing little audio essays about my thoughts on the choices I'm making in the book while I'm making it. So it's kind of fun because I get to like share all the excitement of making the thing like wholesale to people who support me. Can't really do that with this one. So figuring out what to share and what not to share is going to be an interesting problem to tackle. But I will share this. Here's the log line for Science Comics Rockets. Ann and I pitched it as Carl Sagan's Cosmos as narrated by grumpy animals. And so the part of the narrative we've knit for this thing is all these stories in which animals played a part in the history of rockets. And there are a lot more stories than you might think. Like, we started with like a handful of stuff that we knew from trivia, but the more we dug, the more we were like, holy cow, there are some really strange stories of how animals and humans work together in the history of rockets. And not just Laika the Space Dog. Laika the Space Dog, by the way, Laika, first, second book, great graphic novel, one of the greatest graphic novels, I think, of the 20th century. And if you don't cry when you read it, go please check with your local minister. You might not have a soul. But not just the stories of like the tragic ones. There's also some really genuinely funny stories of how animals were involved in the history of rockets. So that's, I think, the thing that makes this book so exciting for me, is it's combining a lot of things I love. I love my wife. I love working with my wife. I love the subject matter. I love the publisher. And I love my editor. Everything about this is just like lined up to be perfect dream job, which also means that the stakes are really high for me personally, because I want to do right by all the stakeholders, right? This is why, like, in some of the past Thunder Punch dailies, I've been kind of stressed out, because, like, as joyful as this is, it's also immensely stressful, because I feel like all my chips are on one thing right now. So many people I care about are involved in this thing I'm doing, and there's the price you pay for doing interesting work. So who am I? Jersey Droz, cartoonist and teaching artist, jdroz.com, Jersey on Twitter. And this is part of the Art Sound Off Challenge, artsoundoff.com, twitter.com. Do that. Look for the Art Sound Off hashtag, where me, my buddy Rob Stenzinger, and a whole mess of different cartoonists are checking in every day for the month of November with little audio accompaniments to the work that they're making. And you can check out the ones that Rob and I are doing at patreon.com/leanintoart. And do consider supporting us there to make the show more sustainable and cover our time that we put into making the Lean Into Art cast and these little microcasts. So I'll be back tomorrow with another Thunder Punch Daily. And until then, remember, everybody.
I hope you enjoyed today's adventure. You know, television is not the only way to be entertained by an exciting story. There is another way. It's called reading. And one of the wonderful things about books is that they allow you to choose whatever kind of adventure you like. A trip with an astronaut, an adventure with the great detective Sherlock Holmes, a comedy, anything. You can find it in a book at your school or neighborhood library. Why, I'll bet there are even some good books right in your own home, just waiting to be read.